Today on Beta Squad, we're throwing a dart at a map and flying wherever it lands. Team 1 is Chunks, Kenny, and myself.
And Team 2 is me and Sharky.
My brother!
Now it's time to throw the darts and see where we're going. It's time for the first dart. These guys are up first.
Oh my God.
Do you want to do some game?
Go. Let's.
3, 2, 1.
See?
Tell me where we're going.
Portugal.
Okay, hit it.
No.
Just quick. Okay,
come on.
You got this.
You
want to go Portugal?
Portugal.
Oh!
Spain!
We're going to Spain!
Well, we're up.
Okay.
I thought you threw it.
Yeah, that was Chris then.
Germany! Oh! Come on! We're going Germany!
Okay, now we're going to work out exactly where we're going in our countries, and then we'll be flying off. Here we go!
Let's go!
So with that, we've packed our bags and made our way. And after a 2-hour flight, we were the first to land.
Where is Spain?
Let's go!
Hola.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Hola, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien. Bienvenido a Barcelona.
Amazing.
Barcelona Central.
Vámonos.
Okay, there you go.
Vamos. Let me just go.
Vámonos.
We're using Revolut throughout this trip. Make sure you sign up to Revolut now for a free £20 in your account when you use our link or the QR code on screen, but only once you use your card.
So we're on our way to Central Barcelona to do our challenges.
Yes.
Now, we don't actually know what that is. Anyone been sent here?
Hopefully I haven't been sent it.
Oh, I have indeed.
So you don't want to tell us then? You want to hide
this guy, you know, and we received about 12 minutes.
While these guys were waffling in the car, we'd already arrived in Munich. Me and Sharks were wasting no time to find a driver to take us into the town center quickly.
The first challenge. Unusual food roulette. Go to the local market and have a stranger pick out a food item you must eat.
So you're going to eat fish today, yeah?
Oh. Well, we're going to a food market, so hopefully it's fruit.
What? All right, it seems we are here. Here we go.
So we have to go to the market first, and then we have to ask someone what we should eat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Where could the market be?
As we put this message into the universe, a mysterious German man came to help us.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have your Geldbeutel dabei?
My Geldbeutel?
I can go to a shop and can shopping.
What a mysterious man. And he's walking away with the music. No, he's crazy. No, this man is the greatest.
Excuse me, come back. Excuse me.
I have no time.
Are you from Munich?
No, sorry, sir.
Where are you from?
Kannst du mir gar in die Augen gucken?
Huh?
Warum kannst du mir in die Augen gucken? Guck mir in die Augen.
Where in Germany are you from? Where in Germany are you from? Yes.
Bist du schon psychisch aktiv?
Do you live in Munich?
Warum kannst du mir in die Augen gucken?
Warum
kann er das nicht? Schauen Sie mir meine Augen! Hallo!
Yeah, hello!
Probieren Sie es doch mal, sind Sie krank?
Yes, so we're looking for the market.
No!
This man speaks in riddles. We can't lose him. Okay, one more try. We need one more try.
Excuse me.
Please, please, you're the only man who can help us in Munich. You're the only man who can help us.
Can you help us find somewhere to eat, please?
Can you take us?
I don't know your taste.
So you're not speaking English?
He said, I don't know your taste.
That might be the most unique man I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, he's very unique.
And then he refused to speak English, even though his English is perfectly fine.
I'm fascinated.
He came up to us.
While these idiots couldn't even find a market, we found ours and made our way inside.
We're going to ask a tourist where to go.
Okay, Chunks, this is your up. You're up on this guy here.
Ah, here he is.
Hey,
come to you. You're ready. You're a lucky winner.
Lucky winner.
Where are you from?
Australia.
Where are you from in Australia?
Sydney.
Oh, I like Sydney. Okay, yeah, come with us.
We spent some time looking around the market. The problem is that there was too much different options. So we let our new friend Nicholas decide what we're going to eat.
Oh, what is that hedgehog looking thing? Is that edible? Surely not.
Sea urchin. Sea urchin, yeah.
What? Is it not spiky?
Oh, look at the sea urchin. Oh, look at the sea urchin. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Oh,
my. Look at that. Pretty, Lucas. Them women, man.
I'm going to throw up.
Nah, you'll be fine.
You're going to gag.
Oh, this is bad.
I can just hear them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our sea urchins, and it's now time for us to go and eat. Are you ready, Nicholas?
I'm ready.
Meanwhile, me and Sharky managed to find a market as we were just aimlessly walking around the city centre and eventually found one. But it didn't just have food. It had surprises too.
Whoa. It's rare you see someone the same height as me. My brother.
Whoa, you look smooth.
Oh, no, okay, I see you. Better squad.
Yeah.
What's up,
guys? What's
up, guys? What's up? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, weird to see you looking up.
No, we're the same height, brother. Like, it's so crazy to see someone the same height as me.
I don't think so.
You're not
6'10". Yeah, 6'11", actually.
I just want to point out that he's standing closer to the camera. That's why he appears taller than me. But that isn't true in real life. Using advanced technology, this is what it actually looked like. So I just wanted to clear this up. I am very tall, and I'm taller than everyone. Thank you.
We have to find an unusual food item. What's a German food that we'd be able to find in this market?
You ever heard Leberkäse?
What's a Leberkäse?
Leberkäse. It's like a meatloaf in a bread.
Is there something that's like got beef in it, or is it mainly pork here?
Mostly pork, but
yeah, you've asked it.
I think that's fine. Leberkäse. You can have it.
Where is it? Where can we find a Leberkäse?
So it seems I had the job of eating the Leberkäse as there was pork in it. But I don't know why Sharky's being so shy, as he's a frequent pork consumer. I see him eating it all the time.
Because I'm not eating it, I'm gonna sort it.
It's on me.
Don't worry. Card.
Nilo and Ozan have recommended this to us. The Leberkäse. Sharky can't eat it because it's pork. So let's give this a go.
What do you think?
I actually have never had anything like this in my life. I don't know how, the texture of it is really, really weird. Do you want to try that?
I'm good, I'm okay.
What is it out of 10?
Out of 10, a really, really solid 6. It's a solid 6.
As you can tell, I lied. I didn't think it was a 6 out of 10. It was a 3 out of 10 at best, but I was too awkward to say otherwise. However, let's see what the other team are up to.
All right, so, sea urchin. I'm not excited. I'm actually very nervous. We're about to tuck into these, and I'm most excited for AJ to try it because he hates seafood. And for his entry point to be sea urchin, subhanAllah. Yeah. All right, everybody, toast.
Toast to Barcelona.
3, 2, 1.
Oh. Blech, that's so disgusting.
Okay. Can you do it?
I've done it.
I've done it. That is the most.
Oh!
Hey. I'm just gonna swallow it.
Swallow it, man. That one there.
You're
proud of yourself.
It's the worst taste.
Oh!
It's genuinely disgusting.
Bro, it tastes like the asshole of tuna.
Yeah. That's what it tastes like. Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
It's like you eat a salmon from the back first, and then you just stop after you pass the f***ing lower back.
Full review for the Leberkäse. It was good, not amazing, but I tell you what, it was different, and it's different from anything I've had before. The only question I have for you, Sharky, is how much was it?
I'll be honest, I didn't check.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Revolut are just giving money away right now. That's really? Why I paid with my card, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you sign up right now using our link and spend for the first time, Revolut will just drop £20 into your account.
Revolut is perfect for traveling too, because wherever you go, it will give you unbelievable exchange rates. So for example, we are in Barcelona. All we have to do is pay in pounds, and then Revolut can actually change it to the local currency, which is euros. You can transfer your Rev points that you earn into air miles, discounts on your stays, or your experiences, simply by using your Revolut card.
Plus, they also have other cool features like, you know, peer-to-peer payment, which allows you to split the bill efficiently. So AJ can actually pay the bill for once in his life.
Oh, he keeps escaping. I thought you'll never catch me.
Remember, if you want £20 dropped into your account, download Revolut today using our link in the description.
Now, what's the next challenge?
Oh, good question. The next challenge is called the reverse tourist.
Instead of visiting the major landmarks, let locals suggest the craziest tourist spots.
Okay,
well, interesting.
We need to find a local then.
Because this is the reverse tourist attraction, we're actually going to go to the most visited place in Spain. We're going to go to the cathedral and then try to visit a place which is probably the most unusual spot. Somewhere you wouldn't technically go.
The most dangerous area.
Why do you want dangerous?
Okay, all right, I don't know. I just thought of a random one.
Anyway, the car's here. Let's get inside.
Meanwhile in Munich, I was getting mobbed.
KSI.
Yes, yes.
I love you, KSI.
Oh, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
What was the song again?
Pick of It, yeah.
What?
Pick of It, you know?
Pick of It?
Yes.
I've never heard it, but I love it.
Oh, my friend. Great to meet you.
I love Prime.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you so much. No, I work hard on it. We try it. We do put a few chemicals in there, but it's good for the kids.
Perfect.
All right, nice to meet you, man. Big up. It's a cool guy.
What are you guys doing in Munich?
They're looking for you, bro.
Ah, come on.
We genuinely flew all this way to look for the guy in the yellow trainers.
Now we're with the coolest guy in Munich. It seemed fitting for him to teach us a handshake, and then we kept it moving.
take care. We understand this is probably the most popular, but what we want is crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm talking crazy.
Like, so let's go ask around. Let me ask him. This right here is the cathedral, right? One of the biggest tourist spots in the world.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking up, this is my first day in Spain. I've only been in Spain for 2 hours, okay? And I want to go to the craziest space. Not tourist. I'm Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I need to go to the craziest place.
Okay, up the mountain.
On the mountain. What's the name of the mountain?
Tibidabo.
This guy is a good tour guide.
I like him.
I say we go with him, we go in his cab and we go to Tibidabo.
Okay.
This is crazy views.
Oh my God. And you can only get these views up the mountain. Sir, so up the mountain.
Come on, Danielle.
You said up the mountain. Where are we going to find Kay's hairline?
Up the mountain.
There was no need. There was absolutely no need.
Okay. Well, what's happening? This guy will know what's happening. Hey, man.
What's up, man? Cool hat.
Can I get a smoke of that cigarette? Thanks, man. Wait. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to smoke. I just saved his life.
He might have been one puff away from death.
I genuinely just saved his life. So, that's crazy.
His face was red. He was close.
Yeah, he was close. He was on the edge.
It still looked right though. Get rid of it.
Oh no, he's filming me. It's going to look like I smoke. I don't smoke.
You smoke.
I don't. I really
you
don't.
Him.
I don't.
You caught him.
I don't smoke. I don't smoke.
He said stop smoking.
I don't smoke.
You caught him.
Some random guy gave this to me.
Yeah, some random guy gave this to you. Yeah.
No, they did.
Yeah. Some random guy gave it to him. Get a load of this guy.
Oh my gosh. We'll be right back. There we go. Well done, Sharky.
Just got to make sure, you know.
Just got to make sure no one picks it up and starts smoking
exactly, especially the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Can't let the kids smoke it.
Little did we know that throwing away that cigarette would lead to a very chaotic chain of events.
Oh my God, fire.
Oh my gosh, is it? No, they're driving straight for the bin. I didn't do it. Oh
what
my gosh.
What is going on in this city?
He's picked up the bin.
Oh, he's
genuinely just
he's getting a cigarette.
Yes. Wait. How's he? He's just picked up the cigarette. He's picked up the cigarette.
What's going on?
They're getting out for... And now Kobe Maynard is here.
Yeah, we're intimidado.
I think we should start looking like tourists, man.
Hi.
Hey.
Sama BM. How you doing, man?
Yeah. I think I know you.
Oh, you know me?
You are the Beta Squad. Hey!
Oh, my brother! My friend, you're selling Beta Squad merch. This is Beta Squad merch.
AJ has to buy that one. Yeah, Tibidabo.
We're ready.
We're tourists now.
We've got some little gifts.
I've got ice cream and it's about 4 degrees, but you know what? It's not about that.
Are you from Munich? I got you.
You are from Munich. You are from Munich.
Yes, we call you Red Hardy.
And you can tell us a tourist spot here. A crazy one. We need a crazy one.
Crazy tourist place.
Yeah.
Yeah, for example, Eisbach River is a crazy place. Officially, it's forbidden, but it's a tourist attraction.
Where is it?
So
Eisbach Well.
So it's called Eisbach, and people surf. Yeah. My friend, you have helped us so much.
What is this?
Oh, this is a handshake, and then you do this.
Okay.
And then you do this.
Okay, where are you from?
So I'm from a place called Liberland.
I like to meet people from other countries.
Wow.
To get rich on experiences.
Yes.
Of course. This way.
I like that.
Because I don't like the idea that everyone is equal. Mm. And I like the...
You don't like the idea,
the
no.
Variety of people and the mindset.
Yes.
Because
people aren't equal. They shouldn't be. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I agree with that ideology.
Now we all bonded over the blatant fact that not everyone is equal. We were then brothers for life.
My brother.
Yeah.
Yes, my brother.
My brother?
My brother.
Teach him one more bit of slang, Sharks.
If you just meet someone for the first time,
yeah,
we say Wagwan Broski. It's
broski.
Like, yeah, Wagwan Broski.
Uh-huh. Yeah. World One?
No, not World One. World War One was a long time ago. It's not World
One.
Yeah, it's Wagwan.
Wagwan.
So we've just met for the first time. Let's go. Let's go. So three, two, one, and begin.
Walk one Broski.
My brother. My brother.
Take care.
Take care.
I'm glad I gave you a chance.
Okay,
what the hell just happened? I'm so confused. But in the middle of all that, he actually gave us a place to go to. So yeah, that's perfect as well.
That's perfect. All right, let's go. That's actually incredible.
So we got given a location to visit and we made our way straight there.
Here we are. It's around here. I believe so.
What? Oh my gosh, what is this?
Careful.
Oh my, I would have walked straight in that. And you're an op. You went down and filmed it, just in case. This is actually the craziest tourist attraction.
Crazy.
You know, look, we should get a picture.
Yeah, we should.
Hey, man, could you get in our picture?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, ooh. Oh my gosh, I almost slipped and died.
We all slipped and died too, not from the water, from the next content from the other team. But now it's back to us, where things are even worse.
I wouldn't just have to try and chill in the car. Look where they are.
I come up here. I promise you, you'll love the view.
My legs are already aching. And I haven't even done the steps yet.
After waiting about 4 years for Chunks to come up the stairs, he linked me and Kenny to see the views.
We are currently at the highest point in Barcelona right now.
Woo!
This is the top of Mount
Divinyalo.
Oh my God, look at the views.
Nah, I'll be honest, this is beautiful.
Oh my, I can see everything. Okay, so Kenny, why are you lying? You need a euro to put in there.
Why are you baiting me out?
If only Kenny had put the euro in, he would have had the most beautiful sight of all time. The Beta Squad Season 1 clothing is now officially on sale.
Not only are these incredible clothes the greatest design of all time, but they also directly fund the Beta Squad to making bigger and better videos.
So what are you doing? Go to betasquad.store now and join the greatest community of all time.
So the next challenge is take a picture with the biggest celebrity you can find. Whichever team celebrity has the most Instagram followers wins.
How many followers you got?
I got less than Chunks. So we're gonna lose,
okay,
man.
So we can't use your picture.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we actually have to find someone.
Okay, wait, Chunks has how many followers? He's got 4 million.
Yeah, 4 million.
I haven't heard, yeah.
4 million, but he hasn't done a 5 million song.
No,
so he's between 4 and 5. So we need someone more than 5.
Okay, you know what? Jamal Musiala is literally my brother.
He is.
Yeah, we're related.
Message Jamal, and then I think, say, hey, I'm in your city.
Hey, I'm in your city. I just want to say, my brother, obviously, you're my little brother, young Jamal. Would it be possible to maybe link up right now? If it is, then that would be great. That would be wonderful. Anything you want to say to Sharky?
Please, can we see you? Want to meet you? Mwah.
All right, Jamal. Well, yeah, we're very close to the Bayern Munich training grounds. I'm sure we're in Munich, so it can't be that far. So if you're on it, that would be absolutely wonderful.
That'd be great.
Let me know.
See you.
Let me know.
Toodles. I think I did too much.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe the toodles is a bit too much.
We have arrived in Diagonal. And apparently there's a lot of celebrities around
their
here.
Their central London equivalent.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Finding someone famous, it's gonna be very difficult. So we might need to find a way around this.
Find a lookalike.
Excuse me, my friend. You remind me of, are you,
Nadal.
I know, I've seen you somewhere. Wait,
Nadal.
Where have I seen you?
Nadal.
You're a celebrity.
No, I'm not.
Wait, I've seen you on somewhere. Where do I know you from?
Hello?
Hola.
Are you?
Yeah, fair enough.
You all right, brother?
We good? How are you? Good?
Where have I seen you?
You seen me somewhere?
Yeah. Wait.
Wait, you are that.
So, can I lift the glasses, sorry?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it's him.
Where have I seen you?
What was it?
What do you do?
I'm a chef in Chicago.
Indiana,
Chicago.
And have you been on like a TV show?
I've been once.
Put it in your Instagram.
No, that's him.
We met the one and only celebrity chef, Yusuf. There's no way that we lose this challenge.
Nice to meet you, bro.
Nice to meet you guys. You guys have fun.
Can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
Yeah, you can get a picture.
Oh, right, please. Can I get a picture, please?
My mum's a big fan as well. One sec.
Right, please. Can someone take the photo, please? Excuse me. Do you mind taking a picture of me, my friend?
As this dry team takes a picture with their celebrity,
me and Sharky luckily got a response back from my little brother.
Jamal Musiala, my brother, we're related. He said,
what did he say?
We could go through to Bayern Munich.
No.
Yes. We're now en route to Bayern Munich's training ground.
When me and Sharky arrived, we met the owner of Bayern Munich and we decided to start lying. And that also might have been a lie that he is the owner of the club, but he could be. And unless you can prove that he isn't, then we're going to run with him being the club owner.
You know Jamal already, or?
Yes, yes, we're basically brothers.
You're basically brothers, okay.
Yeah, we are brothers.
Okay.
Yo, Thomas, good to see you again, man. Remember when I scored that goal in the Champions League final? Love you, Thomas.
He remembers you.
He remembers, yeah.
Of course. He remembers. He's the best.
Yeah. He says the same about me when we chat sometimes. Yeah, I went around his house the other day.
Yeah, old coach.
Yeah, old coach, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He got the best coaches in the world. He was solid, yeah. What a coach. Told me I had to lace the ball when I was four. That's when I scored my first 40-yard screamer.
Of course.
All right. I think he's got sick of me.
We're going to get kicked out. We're going to get kicked out if you don't stop your nonsense, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think he's about to go over and say, are you sure you know this guy?
Yeah, literally.
Good to see you.
Pleasure to see you, Vincent.
Good to see you.
Hey. Haven't seen you since playing you on the football pitch. It's been a while.
Those days are over now.
Yeah. Now you're a top manager. I'm hoping to be a manager like you one day, actually.
Yeah? It's like any job in the world, you... Put your head down, you work hard.
Yeah, there we go. And then Champions League this season?
Game by game. But you want to win everything.
Yeah.
That's the goal, always.
I always get told that we look alike. I'm wondering if we're like distant brothers
maybe
or something.
I was going to say,
I don't see it that much, but okay.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Pleasure to meet you, Vincent. Or should I have called him Mr. Company now that he's a manager?
Gaffer. Coach.
Gaff.
Not long after, my brother Jamal turned up. As I reunited with my little brother, me and Sharky immediately forgot about the challenge we had to do because we wanted to prove ourselves in a penalty shootout in front of Vincent Company.
Please, Vincent, if you could keep an eye on me because you might want to sign me.
No.
I'm free agent right now.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to sign.
just trust me. Trust me. You just keep an eye. All right? Here we go. You ready, Jamal, yeah? Beep. I think there's something wrong with that ball.
Are you sure you want to get signed off that?
Well, it's your turn. You let him score! You let him score that one! What's wrong with you? We're both going to go. See if you can score.
Okay, right.
Where are you going to put it?
Where do you think I should?
Top corner.
It has to be Nico's side, though.
Yeah.
See, now, I think they heard me. So.
Middle star.
Oh! I'm meant to say that. How? Yeah.
See, I know he heard me as well. I don't think it gets better than that.
What did you say? Did you call that?
You did it on purpose?
I said your side.
To win our challenge, we need to get a picture, actually. We officially need to get a picture.
After taking pictures with Jamal and forcing him to sign a football top, we decided to leave, but not before being impressed by Vincent Company.
One thing, if you play with the balls, you got to pick up the balls.
Oh, yeah. Let me do that, Vincent.
Don't get the balls, man.
I got it.
Go get the balls. You're right.
Now, both teams have taken a picture of their celebrities and will reveal who won the challenge later in the video. While Nico was being instructed to grab balls by another man, we had another challenge to complete.
Odd transportation challenge.
Use the most unusual form of transportation available.
The most odd form. What's unusual?
Where can we find odd transport? Let's just go yeah, looking.
We might have to just go back to the city centre or something. I don't know. Let's see.
Oscar.
Yes.
Any unusual type of transport?
We have a cable car.
Ooh. No, that could work.
No, because Chunks will be scared of heights.
Come on, let's think about it. We have to do the challenge.
I'll hold you that jacket.
So you're just going to leave us and not do it with us?
Brother, I've got a phobia of heights.
We will help you. This is the time to conquer that fear.
This is your opportunity.
Back in the spot where it all matters. He's got a chicken in his bag.
Chicken? Wow.
What the hell? Mr. Chicken Bag.
That's
Can
really
we say
cool.
hello to the chicken? Oh, what the?
Oh.
The chicken's popping his head out. Hi, hello. Chicken. Why are you in a bag? Munich is a mental place, you know.
Hello. Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Chicken. This is wild. Thank you, Mr. Chicken. That would have been a great odd mode of transport.
I think this is where we get our tickets, ladies and gentlemen. This is step one of breaking Chunks' height fears, okay? First thing you got to do is you got to go and get the tickets.
You're relying on me, we're not going in here.
You know what? I carry his legs. You carry his top.
Yeah. Well, Kenny's done.
And is there a weight limit for it? The
maximum capacity is
90.
Okay.
I have to stay? Okay, fine.
No.
You say no.
Here we go. Okay, that's fine.
Hey, senorites. How quick? How quick? Yeah, how quick is this?
No, 8 minutes.
Aye, has anyone died?
اللهم إنا نسألك في السفر إن هذا البر
Okay, so we've literally just walked through the whole city center of Munich and we found no forms of transport. So we're not going to go for an odd form of transport. We're going to go for an interesting form of transport and go to the tram.
Okay.
The tram of Munich.
Yeah, I see one there now.
Oh, see if we can catch it. We'll work it out. Here is the educational tram guide by Nico and Sharky. When you're catching a tram in Munich, you can sit on one of these bus stops to get on your tram.
Here in Germany, tram stands for trusting random adult men.
Oh, is it only men that drive the trams?
Yeah, in Germany, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, just realized there's a woman.
Oh, I don't like this. Okay, I actually don't like this.
Hey, Chunk, open your eyes right now. Look at we're running into that.
Hey, we're about to crash right now.
No, we stopped. Oh! Oh! Wait, that's not meant to happen, is it? Okay. Oh my God, she's okay. Not.
Get me out of here, get me out.
While Chunks was being a pussy, me and Sharky were hosting a massive tram quiz and the winner would get a huge prize of a banana.
Question number one. What famous car brand is based in Munich?
Porsche, BMW.
Porsche, BMW's
right. BMW, well done. You in the back there in the green, I know you want to get involved. Tell us one player who plays for Bayern Munich.
Musiala.
That's actually his brother.
It's your brother.
Yes, we linked up today, look.
His brother, show him.
30 minutes ago, here with Musiala.
Nice.
Yeah. Final question is, what country is Munich in?
You.
Germany.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner!
Now you get the golden banana.
After they won the golden banana, this was the perfect time for them to confirm that this transport was odd.
So, how did it feel to win this quiz?
Very good.
Would you say that's kind of made this transport a little bit odd?
No.
Would you say that it's made the transport a little bit odd?
No. Absolutely not.
So Should we get off? We don't even know where we're
at. All right, well, now it's time to go. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And we've been on this tram so long that we don't even know where we are.
Where does this go?
Oh!
Oh! That was not... Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh shit.
No warning? Oh, okay, all right, okay.
Hey, mira!
No worries. Thank
you so easy.
Much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Easy.
All right, so we just completed the unusual transport.
Well, you didn't complete nothing. You closed
your eyes. That was easy. Nah, you
know,
come on, man.
You know what? We'll give it to you.
Oh, wait. Got a text.
Surprisingly, just on
time. It says, beat locals at any sport.
Oh.
Now, Sharky.
I mean, there's only one sport we play.
And I'm sure we'll be able to find a place nearby.
I hope so. I mean, this is our moment.
Kenny, you reckon you can outdo this guy here in pull-ups?
Yes.
Do you do any pull-ups?
Yeah, I do pull-ups.
You do pull-ups, ah.
How many can you do?
I don't know. Maybe like three.
Three?
Do you want to have a little competition with my friend here?
Okay, let's do a competition.
Can you do five?
Maybe.
All right, take off his jacket. Come on, Kenny.
He's light working on my boy, got it.
Come on, Kenny. Show the people
you lost your soul. I'm fat right now.
Let's go, Kenny. How many can you do?
I'm about to find out.
All right. One.
Come on, Ken.
Two.
Come on, Ken.
Three.
Go get five, Kenny.
Four. Last one, Ken.
Yeah. Fine. Okay.
Yeah.
You lost. Yeah. We're recording this.
Adrian.
Stay alert.
Adrian ain't ready for this.
Are you ready, Adrian?
You ain't ready, bro.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
You got chicken arms, bro.
Okay.
One.
Oh,
muscle up.
What the hell?
We have two muscle up. Okay, that's no, three.
Stop the whole thing. Stop.
4, 5.
No!
6.
No! No!
Well, Kenny, you have lost your activity.
He's got a bad idea on that.
He's got a very bad. Go on, Andrew, tell him. Tell him.
Okay, I have to go to do an ice bath in the beach.
You've lost the fucking soul of your heart.
All right, Kenny, whenever you're ready, please go inside the sea.
Yeah.
I get to warm up.
Yeah, warm up. Go. All right, here he goes. Here we go. Your 1 minute timer.
Oh my God, go inside. Your 1 minute timer.
Look at you, Shepard.
Oh my God.
We're going to move on to the next sport because we haven't beat anyone, so we have to keep going. Yeah. But every time someone loses, there's a forfeit. So let's keep going.
Hey guys, is this court booked?
Yeah,
basically. It's booked now.
Yeah.
Can we play us two against you two, 10 points, super tie break?
Yes,
sir. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was easy.
Amazing. Let's do it. Are you professionals? Oh, great news then. Yeah, there we go.
We're professionals.
In the UK, we're 1-2. 1-2.
My name is... Yeah, my name's Nikhil.
Robert Nico, what's your name?
Nico.
Nikhil. Oh.
I swear to God, I saw you outside and I was like, somehow saw a video of you guys this morning.
Yes. Yeah. No, you would have seen me. Well, both of us. Yeah. We do the paddle trick shots on TikTok.
Yeah. That's where you've seen us. I think we oversold ourselves a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
And I'm injured as well.
Okay.
So I need you to move for me as much as possible.
Okay. Well, should we just take everything we just said back or just double down?
No, it's too late now. We have to double down.
You sure?
Yeah.
100%.
We have to just do it. Play our best.
Okay.
We got this. Come on. Let's go.
We then decided to change the plan and start shopping for a football. And Kenny decided to spend an editor's monthly pay on these pair of shorts. So we started walking around the beach and trying to recruit locals to join us in a game of two-touch. All right, guys, listen. Here's what we're going to do. All right? We're going to play two-touch elimination. Okay, so if you mess up, you're out the circle, okay?
Bye.
All right, everyone come in. Everyone come in. Let's see who the last man standing is, okay?
We've just walked in and challenged two guys.
And we have to win to complete the challenge, you know? If we lose, we fail the challenge.
Us out. Good serve.
There we go. Got him. 1-1.
Good serve.
There we go.
Okay, what? Sometimes. Oh, there you go. Nice. Go on. Kenny out. Go. You out.
Go back where you came from.
Yeah.
Me and Sharky were doing incredibly well in our game of paddle. The score kept racking up, and before we knew it, it was 7-3 to me and Sharky.
How's that?
7-3.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2, go. Oh, you go back where you came from.
Yeah, look at this one. Man.
Hey, no, possible. Hey.
Okay. Oh, well, that's get out. Yeah, you're out of your own game.
Hey. 8-3, Sharky. 9-3. Match point, championship point. I really thought we were going to get cooked.
Aye. There you go. Yeah. Out you go. Three man. Only three are left.
I was the last man standing from our team, and the pressure was starting to turn on.
However, mine and Sharky's massive lead started getting to our heads, and we started trying to do stupid trick shots and gave our opponents an opportunity to come back.
Oh, 9-4. Oh, no. This is where we bottle it. 9-5. 9-6.
There
we
go.
Oh! He's trying to zing it. Zing it, Tim.
Ah, you're out.
Oh, no.
It's 9-7.
Go, Nico!
No. It's 9-8. We had a 9-3 lead. The serve usually goes quite well. Directly down the lens. Oh, yeah, that's why you don't serve down the lens.
For the final, AJ, bring her home.
Me! Rest in peace.
Yeah!
And there you go, I am the best football player in Spain.
And me and Sharky won, so we're the best paddle players in Germany. But now it's time for the next challenge.
What a win.
It doesn't matter that like we almost bowled it, but...
No, no, because we just wanted it to stay close with viewers.
Exactly, yeah, come on. That was close. But we've done a challenge.
We have done a challenge.
Find out the next one?
Yes.
Oh my God. Please suit up for dinner.
This is a black tie event.
Okay, so the challenge is to suit up.
I assume so. Suit up for challenge is a black tie event, that's all I got.
Where can we get a black tie this time?
Right there. We're looking for like a black tie.
Smart, smart. Do you have smart clothes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. There we go. Okay, well, conveniently, there was a store literally still open on the beach.
Ooh!
Okay.
As both teams spent outrageous amounts of money on clothes and dive bait scored further into bankruptcy, we were finally ready for the night.
And here we are, suited and booted.
There we go, matching. Look at that.
Now what?
I don't know. We got told to get dressed up.
As you can see, we all look absolutely dapper. I feel like we all got different vibes going on. That's the problem.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to a shop.
I look like I got hired for a private investigation and I'm following someone.
I have no idea what's going on.
You look like a tramp. You used to be the guy, but you're not the guy no more.
And AJ's literally sat on someone's shoulders to make himself look taller. That's why the coat's so long. But now it's time for the results of the Instagram challenge from earlier.
I got a message.
All right, go on.
Oh.
As your team has lost the Instagram challenge, you...
What?
What?
I'm changing, I'm getting my money back.
And now the big reveal, Team One Celebrity Chef has 5,800 Instagram followers. Our team celebrity has 5.7 million Instagram followers. So we have won this challenge.
First of all, can you explain what we lost?
Yeah.
Remember the celebrity? We met a guy with 5,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah, yeah, he's the hardest guy on earth.
Yeah,
so well, they
met Jamal Musiala. From Bayern Munich.
Wait, you're talking about Musiala?
Yeah, Bayern Munich. So it says here, as your team lost the Instagram challenge, you will now go in your suits to a one-star restaurant. Enjoy.
Then what was the point of wearing this?
Because they're not in a five-star restaurant.
Your team won the Instagram challenge. You will now go in your suits to a five-star restaurant. Enjoy.
Yes. I knew it was worth
five
it.
Five-star?
Because of the Musiala thing.
Because the Musiala thing. Come on.
Thank you for getting that done, man.
No, but he's
it's
my
your
brother.
Yeah,
he
yeah but you didn't have to. You didn't have to.
No, you're right.
Bother your brother. You said you hadn't seen him in years.
Yeah, 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 you're right. You're right.
And now the cops are going to go have a five-star restaurant.
We're going to a five-star restaurant. If they went and got dressed up just because it's on one-star shack, then that's what I want to see. Because we won, should we just quickly get some buying stuff to thank Jamal?
I think we should.
Sharky, I just want to say, I feel like we've deserved this for everything we've done today.
So do I.
And I hope that the other team are suffering.
Oh, I pray.
All right, let's go to the reviews. Horrible food, horrible service, owner is an asshole. All the food is frozen. If you have a chance, spit on this restaurant. It actually might make the food taste better. Rude, overpriced, and basically a big piece of bread with a different stuffing. Owner yelled at me for not wanting to eat a potato sandwich with no condiment. Yeah, so I can't lie. This place has just proven to be absolutely horrific.
Oscar, how far are we away?
13 minutes away.
No, I'm talking about from London. That's where I'm trying to go.
It's been a long day, but now we go down there and we need the most grand of entrances.
I mean, I hope it's five stars.
Yeah, exactly. So let's cut to the montage.
La Boheme.
La Boheme.
Look at this spot.
Wow.
Let me just make sure my hat's perfect.
Not one, but two Michelins in 2018 and 2019. I'm excited.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Behind us is the legendary 1.3 rated Travel Care. Let's go.
Margarita pizza.
One pizza margarita?
Yes. Make sure it's fresh, though. I know you're thinking something last week. Yeah, margarita.
One macaroni al bolognese.
Yeah.
And there's no alcohol in there, yeah?
No, I'm making it.
Thank you very much.
Can I please order paella senorita?
That one there might go left.
Meanwhile, on the other side, it was the complete opposite. We were living the lavish lifestyle.
Oh, that feels so good.
Oh, wow. My God. Oh, wow.
Oh, good finish. Aye,
that is amazing. That is amazing.
Thank you so much,
yeah, that
man.
Looks good. That does look good, yeah. That looks like the biggest pile of crap. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, that looks... Wow.
Just,
yeah.
Just one quick question. There's no pork in here. It's beef, yeah?
It's beef and frog, meat.
Yeah. Beef.
And frog.
Frog. Oh, that's... Oh, frog is the best.
Wait.
That's the one we needed.
You asked me alcohol, I didn't tell you no alcohol.
Yeah, that's you're right. It's him. He didn't ask the right question.
So
why wouldn't he ask, is there frog in my bolognese? There's always frog in bolognese.
Wait, frog.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
He pointed at you.
Thank you so much.
You hear what he said? I like the justification. He said, he asked if there was alcohol. He didn't ask if there was a frog in there. He's
exactly.
Right. You're right. Ismail, you're right. What's it my thing then? A snake?
I have to say, this service has been astounding. What do you think?
This is five-star service. This is unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. First try.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
I just want to say thank you, Jamal Musiala, for replying to your brother, Nico.
You know what a weird sentence that is? Mm. We're here. That's what Jamal Musiala.
Mad random, isn't it?
He made this happen, otherwise we'd be in some awful place.
Let me just find out if frogs had halal real quick. No, frog meat is not halal. Well, it looks like Kenny's eating this.
You've lost your soul, bro. I've already ordered something.
You gotta try this.
You can eat a piece of it.
Lost your soul. Oh, Jenny is. You gotta try it. Someone gotta try the frog, bro.
Yeah, you order something else then.
Kenny is too much of a pussy. Right. Do you wanna trace the frog?
James been filming us the whole time and this is his time to eat some frog. All right, let's go.
Rest in peace.
It does have a weird aftertaste.
Okay, yeah. All right,
that's all you need to know. That's
if you lot randomly see the camera doing this, then you don't know.
You know I love him. He played it safe.
You know me, I don't play games. There's no frog or fuck in my
If there's any way this piece it can take...
What?
That's good though, man.
Show the people.
Bit of hair in there. But the thing is, you always need to have hair in your food. There's no hair, then what's the point? You know what I mean?
God.
We're here for Spain. Yeah, that's a good piece of hair. That's people.
Oh, that's actual hair, yeah.
You know,
you have to take a big bite after that.
Be honest, man.
Wallah, it's not it. Wallah.
Can you follow up?
Wallah, it's not it.
I'm joking. Please, God. All right.
You have to taste it.
Yeah.
Hot sauce. Yeah, we need that one.
Oh, Kenny, you got caught lacking. Thank you. I'm getting it.
I reckon. I reckon we'll have one more bite each and get out of it.
Never. Why would I want to kill myself?
Yeah, go on, Age. Well, that go on. For the bite.
Smart, wash it down quickly.
No. That's not going into my mouth, bro.
Come on, man. Relax.
Nope.
Relax, come on, man.
No. I don't know about you lot, but I'm going to go outside and say I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah, same. So the sum total, how much does it cost, brother? 91?
91.
Oh, so where was the tomahawk steak?
I did not order the tomahawk.
Yeah, okay, cool, because it might have been. 91. How did you do that then? 91 up for pizza, paella, chips, and pasta. You finesse me.
Euro or pound?
Do whatever you want. How do you sleep at night? No, you took 91 off. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm out of here, bro. I'm out of here. This place was horror and it's too awkward. Get me out of here.
So guys, 91 euros. And let me just remind you guys what we had. Yeah? Pasta.
Yes.
Chips. And paella. And a pizza with five waters. For 91 euros.
And a few steak.
You know what?
We got shagged. This place, I understand why it got the rating it did.
And I'm not gonna lie to you.
Like, we understand it now.
It's got another achievement. Generally, I think that's the worst restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
That was incredible. What do you think, Sharky?
I'm genuinely speechless. I mean, I really enjoyed that. Maybe it's just because we haven't eaten all day and it's a well-deserved meal, but I enjoyed it. No complaints.
Wow, man. No, I couldn't agree more.
That was great. Thank you for the recommendation.
Of course.
We really enjoyed that, actually.
I also have some more.
No, yes. I'm full.
No, of drinks.
Oh, okay. What is
it? I have a Spezi. It's a German, it's a Bavarian drink. We have to try this one.
Spezi?
Yes.
Is it no alcohol?
Never heard of it. No alcohol.
Two Spezis, please.
Two Spezis.
I'll get you there.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait for this one.
There we go.
Should be good.
As we were waiting for our drinks, Sharky decided to call the other team to see how their experience was going.
Wait, Sharky's calling me.
Yes, boys.
What's up?
I do, man.
We dressed up for a one-star restaurant.
That is absolutely hilarious. Do you know what we dressed up for?
What?
Five-star restaurant.
You know, genuinely, yeah, it was the worst grub we've ever had in our lives.
Yeah.
AJ ordered a spaghetti bolognese. He got a spaghetti and frog bolognese. They put frog inside the munch. Wallah al-adhim.
Hey. I tell you that now, that's the worst restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
Are you guys having a good time in Barcelona?
I'll tell you this right now, yeah? Take me home.
Munich is special. You know, we're with Vincent Kompany, Jamal Musiala. We're having a great time, man.
See, it's sad, man. I know what it's like being on the losing team. You don't want to hear.
They're jealous.
I don't want to hear things like that.
As those weirdos hung up on us, the long-awaited drinks arrived.
It's a mixture of a few different drinks. It's nice. I think it's solid. 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I can live with that.
That's solid.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The schnitzel.
Spitz.
So it refers to like, Spitz also means like friend.
Friend, yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Fun.
Thank you very much.
It was lovely to meet you.
No, yeah. Pleasure to meet you, my friend. Thank you. You had great energy today.
We really appreciate it.
All right, so that was an absolute horror of a restaurant. 1.3 stars. And you know what? I'm shocked it's rated that high.
Man, my stomach's...
It should have been a 0.42.
That was horrific.
Wallahi. And maybe the rating would have come from the comfy chairs. But anyway, we got another text whilst I was in there as well. And I didn't want to read it just because I was scared. But I've actually read it now. And it's not great.
What does it say?
It says...
Find the weirdest hotel to stay. Both teams must search for a weird hotel to stay for the night. Great. So we're going from crazy luxury to I don't even know what.
We
have no place to stay right now.
No, nowhere. Whoa. It's at 9 p.m. and there's nowhere to stay.
We in terms of day wise, we went by the Munich training ground.
We did.
Then we've come to a 5-star restaurant.
We did.
We got to look for the weirdest thing we could find and go there.
I think we go back to the car. We figure out
and we work it out. All right.
Because we've been here too long.
Let's go.
Let's get out of here.
Both teams are being set the next challenge of finding a weird hotel. So we spent the next few minutes narrowing down our options and eventually finding accommodation.
We've just arrived at the port and I can't see nothing. It's probably because I'm wearing shades, right?
Yeah, there you go. Because there's one wine one right there, but it's not us.
We need to just go through these yachts and
Man said yachts. I didn't say that.
Yachts.
So we met the owner of the yacht and I still can't believe this. We are about to stay on the luxury boat.
Do you have to swim to get to it?
All right, well, we just arrived. That? Oh my God.
No, that's dodge.
Okay, you see, I'll be honest with you, yeah? Brother, you know I can't swim.
I don't think Kenny's ever mentioned that he can't swim on this channel. Let us know in the comments if you knew, because he's never ever mentioned it. Next thing he's going to tell us that he boxes.
Let me go first.
Oh my gosh, horrendous.
That's Wait, let me really see how bad this is.
That's bad.
I'm going to shake, you know?
All right.
Bro, you know if I fall in there, I can't swim. I can't swim.
Just going to take my time here. Oh yeah.
I'm a big boy.
Let me just get on there.
Oh my God, I can't do it. Bro. I can't do it.
See, hey, getting on part is...
Hey, can it come forward?
Kenny, relax, relax, just relax. Just breathe, Kenny, yeah?
Oh.
Breathe.
Oh my God, I made it.
Come on.
Wait for it to sway back. There you go.
Oh, that's strong.
It's strong, come on, man. Come on.
He says this.
Strong. I'm big boy, though.
No, it's very strong.
I can't believe this, but we had to wait 30 minutes for Chunks to build up courage just to get on the yacht.
You said yacht. Again, you were corrected in the video, and now I have to correct you in narration.
I said yacht.
You said yacht, like you're American.
I am American.
Lowly.
Oh!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh my god.
You know, look, you know, I'm shaking.
Okay. And now once he's done,
you know, I'm actually shaking, look.
Forbidden smoke.
We have arrived. Roberto, I just want to thank you so much for driving us around today.
You're welcome.
You are amazing.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Sleep well.
No, thank you. Merci. And merci, Chasse. Merci.
Danke.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. I thought it was
Germany,
someone else.
Danke, sure.
Ah, yeah. Sorry. I think French.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Has anyone ever told you, Roberto, that you look like Kylian Mbappe?
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard that?
I am Kylian Mbappe.
Could you look down the camera? Sorry.
That's so crazy. I just noticed that now.
This is the Hotel de Train.
Yes.
We would like to come on board. Choo choo.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, board is more the ship. Yeah, I will board on the train.
You can board a train.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Shin.
You're welcome.
And you're welcome. With that being said.
Yeah. All aboard.
All aboard.
Toot toot.
All aboard. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, welcome to my yacht. It's 5 million, by the way. It's the living room with my boys, man, as you can tell.
Oh, we got the kitchen. This is where all the cooking is going to be happening.
Wait, did you just say you're cooking?
Is that a problem?
AJ, let's go to the restaurant. Look at me. Yes. I am the captain.
Yeah.
As you can see, this is the captain's deck. As you go in, we got some good snacks in the corner as well.
Let's show you the bedrooms.
I'm pretty sure this yacht has three of these, so we don't have to actually fight for bedrooms or anything. It's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it.
You thought it was only one big room? Well, here comes the second big room. All right. Now, when you go to this section over here, you must be wondering, AJ, what are these things for? These are when the pirates tried to get you and we put the shotguns in there.
There's one big bed. There's this bedroom. Then there's the two small ones.
I say oldest to youngest.
I'm the oldest. Like, look at what
you think.
Look at what, yeah, look at why, man.
That's happening.
Yeah, look at why, man.
Nah, let's play again.
Yeah, make it fair, man.
Look at why, man. Okay, fine.
Make it fair, man.
You know what we should play?
What?
What about throwing game?
As you can see over there, we have a glass. And you guys are probably thinking, what's going on? I have a cap in my hand. And we're going to have to try and throw it into that cup over there. If you manage to get it in first, then you take the master bedroom.
It'll be so funny if I get this in first time.
Please,
if you do, I'll kill you.
Ah, that was a good first time, though. We do is you
can get that big bed.
Yep.
Yeah, no chance. Yeah. Where in the hell did you think that was going?
Someone go there.
What the hell is that?
The wind.
It's time to end the game. I understand it now.
Listen, I just want to say welcome to Kenny. Because me personally, I didn't want to, make it look bad. Because for me, it's a thing where I could have looked down there, thrown it, but it's not about that. It's not about that for me.
It went in, and then it came back out.
You're trying shit.
Wallah, Vilay went in.
Let's have a look.
This is the room.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
This is sick.
I thought these guys were actually going to get on a train that looks like a hotel, but instead, they're just in a room that got decorated like a next train. And even Mike get trained in there as well.
No. No, that didn't happen.
They definitely did happen.
No, it didn't happen.
Okay, I'm going to show the footage now.
Ah, please don't.
So, who's getting top and bottom bunk? Rock, paper, scissors, go. All right, it's meant to be scissors. Three, two, one.
Yes! I want bottom bunk. Yes! I want the bottom.
I'm going to die. Well, let's have a quick room tour.
Yes, we should.
So, in our train, we have a beautiful little bathroom.
We even have a beautiful desk to do your work on while the train's moving.
And also, a dangerous ladder to go up onto your bunk on, which I don't know if I'm going to survive.
AKA Nico's bed, because he lost the rock, paper, scissors.
This is where I've been sleeping tonight. I feel like this is a very suitable way to end our day.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys again in the morning. But if you don't mind me, I'm going to actually have anxiety through the night. I'm going to fall through this bed.
Please don't.
I hope you sleep well, Sharky.
I'm a snorer, by the way.
Oh my gosh, I tried to turn the light off.
Did it work?
And I turned the light right in my eye. Oh my God.
I got you.
All right, well, can you please get the hell out of our room? You creep.
And there you have it. That is the end of the night, the end of the day. It's been a great day of activities, yes, of video, yes, of content.
Mm-hmm. You know what, yeah?
What?
When you go to a one-star restaurant, it's not that bad when you end up on your yacht right after that.
Oh, come on, man. It's deserved. True. It's deserved. Kenny, how do you feel, man?
I feel great. I'm very upset that I had to go into the fucking sea. That was one of the worst moments of today. Apart from that, I enjoyed it.
But listen, at the end of the day, yeah, it's not how I start. It's how you finish. Exactly. And at the beginning of the day, we had 1 hour sleep in our system, knackered. Yes. And we ended off in a yacht. I'm so excited to just conk.
Good night, everyone. And yeah, see you tomorrow.
Who wants to still here, like sit here for a bit and like have a good conversation, be friends and that? No, save here. I was tired as well. No, I didn't want to talk. I was tired as well. Let me just go.
As the day comes to a close, both teams head off to sleep, except we were then forced up bright and early the next day so we could catch our flights home.
Morning, boys!
You know, the whole night kept hearing this. Now listen.
Yeah, that sounds like a stomach. What a flushing around. Is Kenny awake?
I don't know where Kenny is. I haven't seen Kenny. He's the one with the big bed.
Get up, Kenny, get up, Kenny, 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 get up, Kenny, 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 Kenny.
Get up, Kenny.
Jump up.
Oh, my head. Oh, that's a wake up call a lot.
I guess you are.
What?
I got over challenge.
Oh, my. What is it? First of all, one of your challenges is to fucking shave your armpits.
Who shaves their armpits? Cats.
Here we are, leaving the train hotel.
It's going to be emotional, man. I really thought we'd be moving.
If you're actually coming here to go on a train, it's not that experience. If you're coming here to have a great vibe of a train, it's a great experience.
All right, guys, so we are on our way back home to the airport. I can't lie, I've had a great time in Spain, but I've just received a text. So this is the last challenge of the trip. It says, please learn a sentence in the language of your country
and say it to a local to finish off your trip with style.
Oh, okay. We've learned a few things on this trip.
So, ich liebe dich, Spitzi.
I love you, friend, I think. Auf Wiedersehen. I look above, say, danke von Herzen.
Or you say, danke von Herzen, and then after you say, danke von Herzen, we then both repeat, danke von Herzen, danke von Herzen, danke von Herzen. So we're so grateful.
Yeah, very, thank you from our hearts. Like, really thank you from our hearts.
Yeah, I really like that.
Everyone put their hands down, we'll play the hand game, and we'll decide who's going to do it.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
you're doing it. Yeah, you're doing it. Nice.
No, you're not cheating. You're cheating.
Kenny, I got a bad idea.
We are outside a shopping center, and Kenny has lost the game, so he'll be doing this challenge. Me and Chunk's going to come up with a sentence on Google Translate, and Kenny doesn't know what that means, but he has to go and approach a stranger and say that direct to their face. Now, Kenny, you stay over there and talk to yourself, tell us how you feel. Well, me and Chunk's going to go find something.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Me gusta español, negro.
You are so ugly and your breath stinks.
Yep. We'll say, eres tan fiel y tu aliento apesta. Yeah, if he says that.
That sounds mad.
Wait, I feel like going to ask Oscar if this is the right way of saying it. Oscar. Yes. If I was to say to you, eres tan fiel y tu aliento apesta, what does that mean?
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
You're so ugly and your mouth stinks.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right, I want you to keep repeating this until you understand it.
Make it easy.
Eres tan fiel y tu aliento apesta.
Now, I'm not going to remember that, so
I need... Can you read it on your phone?
Yeah, okay.
Eres tan fiel y tu aliento apesta.
Jesus.
You hear that, yeah?
Eres tan fiel y tu aliento apesta.
Yeah.
Hello. Eres tan fiel y tu aliento apesta.
Okay, hold on. This is cringe.
What do you do? Bang in your face.
This is cringe. This is cringe.
Boys, I've done it! Boys! Alright, what did you get me to say?
Yeah, he said to him.
What?
You are ugly and your breath stinks.
Go apologize, you idiot! Kenny's going to apologize. I'm going straight into the car, I'm out.
I'm done. Okay, that did not go. Okay, Kenny, I'll see what Kenny's going on.
Meanwhile, me and Sharky are taken to the streets of Munich to test out what we learned.
Ich liebe dich, Spitzi.
Auf Wiedersehen.
This group is the perfect group to do. Guten Tag. Ich liebe dich, Spitzi.
Nein, ich spreche Deutsch.
Nein,
Deutsch.
Nein.
Where are you from?
Scotland. You speak Scottish.
Oh, yeah, I speak Scottish. Oh, my gosh. Great to see you.
Where in Scotland? Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Oh, my gosh. We love it there in Edinburgh. We love Scotland.
Pleasure. Pleasure to meet you.
Alf Ederson. They look so German.
They did look so German.
I think they're just Scottish people.
That's hilarious. Guten Tag. Guten Tag. Ich liebe dich, Spitzi. Ich liebe dich, Spitzi. Guten Tag. Ich liebe dich, Spitzi. Guten Tag. Ich liebe dich, Spitzi.
They think we're them leaflet people that say. I don't blame them. I'm walking past as well.
After a lot of rejections, our team's hopes of completing the challenge were slowly diminishing and our departure time was closing in.
Guten Tag. Ich liebe dich, Spitzi.
Yeah. Okay.
Danke von Herzen. Danke.
Danke von Herzen.
Danke.
Und was wollen Sie genau?
Tschüss.
Ah, okay. You want to practice your German?
Yes. Auf Wiedersehen. No. Danke von Herzen.
Okay.
Thank you. Danke von Herzen.
I wish you all the best.
Danke von Herzen, Brigitte.
Okay.
Hug. Danke von Herzen.
Danke von Herzen. Danke.
You are a legend. You are great. Auf Wiedersehen.
You too.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao, ciao.
Ich liebe dich.
Ciao, ciao. Sprechen dich da.
Oh,
she's so sweet.
What a nice lady.
She's so sweet.
Wow. Very, very nice lady. There she is over there. Look, just looking for a cute, maybe just checking if we robbed her, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, that was a nice moment.
It was a very special
very
moment.
Very nice moment. Nice woman as well.
Very nice lady.
And she gave us a hug.
Yes, she did.
Danke von Herzen.
Danke von Herzen.
Danke von Herzen.
Danke von Herzen.
Spitze. And now, we both sprechen Deutsch.
With that challenge complete, me and Sharky enjoyed our remaining time before having to leave this beautiful country.
Had a great time, eh, Sharky?
So did I.
It was a good one.
I'm glad we landed in Germany.
It's really caught me by surprise, Germany. I wasn't expecting it to be this fun.
Yeah, same, actually.
But you know the most reason why I was fun, Sharks?
Why?
Because of you.
Wow. No, I had the best time because of you.
This is a really wholesome moment. I feel like the only way to end a wholesome moment is with a really wholesome thing.
Which is? Oh, yeah. Man, that was a great time.
We have arrived at the airport. Let's go. Time to go back to London. But before we do that, Oscar!
De La Hoya!
Yes.
We need to end this how we did it last time. Everybody bring it together. It was a good time. It's a great time. I'll let you do the speech.
Ready?
All right.
One, two, three.
Vamos, Barcelona.
Yay!
All right. And there you have it, guys. We are at Barcelona Airport. We are going back to London. The video is now completed.
It's not.
What?
They need to watch us fly.
No, they're not going to watch us fly, man.
They don't want to see us fly. Why would they want to see it?
How can you fly when your head already flew away?
Anyway, guys, yeah, take care.
Listen, I learned this cool word in Spanish. It's called play the trailer.
This is the thing with Better Square versus AMP. There are multiple people with many screws loose. No matter how hard you try, they're impossible to keep under control.
Slay! All right, I'm clocking out.
You're crazy.